And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Twin Loop head football coach Mike Kojal. Coach, congratulations on the win. I know it's always exciting, number one, to get into the playoffs, but then when you can advance, that's exciting. Congratulations on the win.
Yeah, thank you. I know the kids are really excited. You know, you're playing teams from other regions, and maybe we don't know a lot about those teams, and so it's always nerve-wracking. You're not sure how it's going to turn out, but our kids played very well. We had a good night on last Thursday night.
I know lots of times things can be determined by the play up front, both offensively and defensively. I thought your line play was really solid throughout the course of the game. Did you feel that way after you looked at the film?
Yeah, we did. We thought we had an advantage going into the game in the line. We felt like we could be more physical, and you know, I just felt like we were better up front. I didn't know how our defensive line would do. I didn't know we'd get that much pressure, but we got a lot of pressure on the quarterback and caused him to throw the ball early, which turned into a lot of turnovers, which really helped us out. So we were extremely pleased with our offensive and defensive line play on both sides of the ball.
You talk about defense, Mike. You talked about the takeaways that you got. And I know those are always exciting when you get those in postseason play especially. But I thought your open field tackling was really solid. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, they did. We did do a good job. You know, they did complete a few passes, and the quarterback did manage to scramble a little bit. Neely liked to throw a lot of screens. I thought we did a great job against their screens. We did have a good overall night, I felt like that, in tackling and just defense in general. We played very well.
Your run game, I know that you always love to run the football, and I know that starts up front, but I know it's also when your backs are able to hit the hole quickly and turn it north and south, and I thought your backs did a good job of that for you.
Yeah, they did. You know, we've kind of changed things up in offense the last couple of weeks. We've decided maybe to switch it up and go to single back and try to get more people blockers out in front of us. It's worked pretty good. You know, Carter Hall has a knack for finding an open gap. Warren Grant has the speed to finish it if there's a mistake on their spot. And those two kids had really good nights running the ball. Yai Harris had some nice runs when he was back there. So we were really pleased with that. We worked a lot on it. It's made us better, probably reduced our turnovers. We have less penalties, less poor decisions from the whole team. It seems like we're just cleaner when we do it, and it's really helped us to simplify stuff and get after it that way.
I know at halftime you're always talking with players, probably making adjustments certainly, but I know it's always good when you come out strong in the third quarter after halftime, and your kids really did that. I'm sure you were pleased with the response they gave you right away in that third.
Right. We're kind of now done feeling people out, and we kind of know what they're going to do, and they kind of know what we're going to do, and we can see. It gives us a chance to correct mistakes or talk about things maybe we weren't doing right, whether it be blocking or covering someone or whatever, and really focus on that and try to correct it. So halftime is a great opportunity to coach and reteach and even to ask players what they think, to let them tell you what they're seeing and what they're thinking, because they're out there and they have to do it. And sometimes as coaches, we need to listen to the players a little bit and let them tell us what they're seeing and what's happening.
Mike, I have to bring up the kicking game. Not everybody has someone who can consistently put it through the uprights or put it into the end zone on a kickoff to limit kickoff returns from the other team. You've kind of got one of those guys. I'm sure you've been pleased with what you've seen in your kicking game all year.
Yeah, well, I would disagree with you.
We have two of those guys. There you go.
We have Carter and Jackson Hall. And I'm going to tell you what, they are as good a kickers as I've had. And I've had three All-State kickers in my career. And, you know, Jackson probably even has a bigger leg than Carter. Jackson was our starter the first of the year, and he can kick the heck out of the ball. Well, he had an injury in week two. He's been out until last week. He hadn't been able to kick. But we had Carter. We were working with him. It kind of was a backup, and I didn't think he'd probably ever kick. Well, it happened. He kicked, and Carter has done a great job. Been very good, kicking extra points and field goals and getting the ball in the end zone. It is a huge factor for us. On kickoffs, we don't feel like we can substitute a little bit, because there's probably a 90% chance we're going to kick it in the end zone anyway. So that's being a big advantage. And so I would say we have two great kickers. but we only get to play one at a time, and right now it's going to be Carter.
Yeah. Well, hey, talk about your opponent. You get to go take on Hitchcock County. Listen, everybody's good at this time of the season, so what do you see from them, and what will the keys be for you?
Well, I think that Hitchcock County, their philosophy mirrors mine a little bit. I think they want to be physical. They want to run the ball. They'll take advantage of whatever you do on defense. That's what they're going to try to attack. I think one thing, there's probably the, as far as special teams, they're probably the best team we've played this year on special teams. I just think they're really well coached. They're fundamentally sound. They're physical. They're a pretty big team. I mean, and they got decent size. I mean, they're good for, they're 8-0 for, 9-0 for a reason. It's going to be a tough task, but we have a chance to do it. They don't score a whole lot of points. We do just play well and be able to match their physicality and hope we get some breaks and make some things go our way. So, you know, I think we're going to be, if not the best team to play this year, one of the best teams. And so we'll see if we're up to the challenge and we can get ourselves a win.
Well, Mike, it's always great to talk to you again. Congratulations on the success up to this point. We wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Hey, we appreciate your support and coverage.
Mike Kojal joining us on our pregame show.